Saturday, October 16th, 2021. Today's workout couldn't be simpler. I don't know how popular it will be, but it's effective, it's necessary, and it's simple. For 30 minutes, run, bike, or row. Your call. Last time we did this was on February 10th, 2021, and especially after something like the 40s yesterday, this really is a choose-your-own-adventure day. If you feel great and you just want to get after it, well, pick your poison and get after it and see what you can accumulate for miles or distance or calories. But if you're like, whew, end of the week, 40s was tough, I just need to move for 30 minutes, today's a great day to do that. Just move at a moderate, casual pace. Use it as a bit of active recovery. It will serve you very well. So make the best decision for you. We've got a video showing some rowing technique, if that's what you choose to do. And then we have all the Super Fitness Robot times listed if you're going to run, bike, or row for both men and women. You can check that out. And then we have the more likely times for running, biking, and rowing for men and women. This is all data pulled from Beyond the Whiteboard. Scaled option, it's the same workout of the day, but instead of doing it for 30 minutes, we're going to say just do it for 20 minutes. So we've got a 30% reduction of volume there. The limited equipment option and the no equipment option, very simple, run for 30 minutes. Accessory work for the day, farmer's carries, do three farmer's carries, three challenging carries. Depends on how far you go, depends upon how heavy the objects are. You're not supposed to just go to failure that they fall out of your hands and you collapse on the ground, but you want to tax your grip, right? So do three challenging farmer's carries, resting a couple minutes between each. And then we have the slips training, which takes a little bit of time, 15 to 20 minutes, but it's really valuable. And it's one of those things, classic CrossFit style, that looks simple, but it's not. So slips, each letter stands for something. The S stands for scales, both front and back. The L is for L-sits. I is for inversion, that means getting upside down. P is for planks, and S is for stretching, so slips. You'll spend 15 to 20 minutes just divided between practicing all those various activities. We've got videos showing what all of them are, in case you don't know what a front or back scale is. We've got a bunch of different inversion options, planks, and for stretching, you can choose to do something, or you can do the stretching that's associated with today's training. But the slips training, it's not flashy, but it's pretty darn challenging. So I'd encourage you to dip your toe in that water if you're thinking about doing some accessory work. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the calves and foam rolling and the hamstring stretch. And both of those have a video. And just like that, we're halfway through October. Another week's training is in the books. Have a great weekend, Linchpin, and I will see you back here on Monday for more fitness and more fun.